We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davim and Menachem Rishon Nechem Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We already learned in the first Perek that a person who took Naziris from one of the things, one of the items that a Nazir is not permitted to do or have, let's say he said Hareini Nazir Min HaChartzanim, or min hazagim, right? The seeds, the peels, the skins of the grapes. Min hatiglachas, from shaving, from cutting hair. Min hatuma, he's a nazir, and all of the details and restrictions of nazirus are upon him. Our Mishnah is going to deal with someone who took nazirus from a kos yayin, from a cup of wine that was sitting in front of him. Says the Mishnah, mazgulo es hakos, va'am, he's sitting in a meal, and they poured him a cup of wine, and he refused to drink. Va'amar hareini nazir mimenu. I am a nazir mimenu from it. Now you may say, from it? Oh, he's only a nazir from this wine. Maybe he's taking a neder not to drink this wine. Hareize nazir. Such a person is a nazir. Why? Because he says hareini nazir. Although he said mimenu, he said nazir. We assume that he doesn't prohibit upon himself this cup of wine specifically, but he had in mind to be a nazir in general, like the person who said hareini nazir min hachartzanim. And therefore, all the details, restrictions, and naziros are upon such a person. Now, some say that the words of that, in this case, the words of the noder when he says hareini nazir mimenu, when they form the cup of wine, this is like a yad of nazirus. Remember, we spoke about nedarim and nazirus, where you don't say the whole phrase. So this is like a person who says hareini nazir, even though he just said I'm a nazir mimenu. This is also going to be considered a yad, and therefore he says he's basically saying hareini nazir, and therefore I'm not going to drink from the cup of wine. So that's really what he meant, and it's just a yad. He's only saying part of the full statement. And therefore, he didn't really take a neder just from this yayin, from wine or from this particular cup of wine, but it's a full nazirus he took upon himself. That's another way to understand why such a person has the status of a nazir. There was a real case. A woman was completely drunk. But not completely, completely drunk to the point the Rambam says where she was not a Baruch Das and not a Baruch Hiyuv and a Nedarim and not a Nedarim. The person who gets to that point of intoxication, so is Neder is not even, doesn't even have the status of a Neder. But we're talking about someone, a woman who's very drunk, Umazgula Esakos, and the people sitting on the table poured her then another cup of wine and were encouraging her to continue drinking. V'amra Hareini Nizirim Imenu. She wanted them to leave her alone and they wouldn't bother her anymore. So she said, you know what? I'm a Nazira from this. So this is exactly our case. The only thing is, it was a response to people who were pestering her and encouraging her to continue drinking wine, and she didn't want to drink any more wine. So Amru Chachamim, lo niskavana elo lomar harehu alai karban. Meaning, she did not have kavana to accept Naziras upon herself and prohibit wine in general, but rather to take an edda that this particular cup of wine should be ushered to her like a karban. And therefore, she's not a Nazira. That's what the Chachamim said. The Gemara explains, since she was drunk and she wanted to stop drinking, therefore she didn't say harehu like carbon, meaning if it's true that the Chachamim assume that this is like taking a regular neder, this cup of wine should be usher like a carbon, so why didn't she say that? By the fact that she said hareini nazira mimenu, maybe we should assume she's a nazira. The answer is no. We assume that she was afraid that they were going to bring her other cups of wine and still bother her if she said, this cup of wine should be usher like a carbon. Okay, we'll bring another cup of wine. And therefore, she used the language Hareini Nazira to leave, so they would leave her alone completely. And now, this Maiseh does not come to contradict the Reisha. It comes really to qualify and teach us that if they pour a cup for a person who's drunk and says Hareini, and the person says Hareini Nazir Mimenu, then that person is not a Nazir. And the Gemara says, in fact, this Maiseh is here, and you have this other places in Shas as well, where you have a Maiseh that seems to contradict the Reisha. You have Mishnah and Beitza like this, where this Reisha seems to contradict the Sefer seems to contradict the Reisha when it brings the Maiseh. And what we need to insert an extra phrase that will tell us that the Maisa, in fact, does not contradict the Reisha. Mazgulu, and therefore, how should we understand the Mishnah? Mazgulu, asakos v'amar hareini nazir mimenu hareize nazir, which is the Reisha. But then we have to qualify. These are the words that are missing. Vim shikor hu, but if the person is drunk, v'amar and says hareini nazir mimenu, then eino nazir, because obviously what he had in mind was to prohibit this particular cup of wine as a neder, as a carbon. on, and the Maisa with this Isha Achas is there to support this halacha. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hareini Nazir Almanas She'ehei Shosei Yayin Umitame Lamesim. He's a person who takes a Nazir, but only for certain things. His Mekabel is nearest with a Tanai. I'm a Nazir, but I should be able to continue drinking wine. Or let's say I'm a Nazir, but I should be able to build in this stipulation that I'll take some of the restrictions, but I want to be Metame LeMesim. Hareis the Nazir v'aser b'kulon. The halacha is because he said Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir, and this Tanai is completely null and void. To say to build in a stipulation that I'm a Nazir, but I should be able to drink wine, or I'm a Nazir, I should be able to come in contact with the dead, it doesn't work. Why? Because this is Kolamasna based on the Mishnah and Ksuvos in the ninth parak, first Mishnah, Kolamasna Amasha Kazu v'Torah, Tano Batel. And that is, everyone agrees to the halacha. He's making a Tanai, a stipulation again. Halacha in the Torah. The halacha in the Torah is that the Nazir accepts upon himself all of these restrictions, and therefore all of them are take effect, and he's a complete Nazir. Let's say he said Hareini Nazir, and when they tell him that no, you're not allowed to drink wine, he responds, and this is the language of the Mishnah now, Yodea ani sheyesh nazirus, aval eini yodea shahanazir osabayayin, meaning when I took a neder, I didn't know a Nazir can't drink wine, and I wasn't willing to accept that prohibition upon myself. Hareza osir, such a person is also a Nazir gomer, and he cannot drink wine, because a person who takes upon himself one of the Syrian Nazir, he's osir in all of the Yisurei Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon allows this person who took an eder to drink wine because Nazirus does not take effect on him. Rabbi Shimon holds ein ada, that a person is not chayv in Nazirus unless he accepts upon himself all of the details of Nazirus. Mishnah continues, let's say a person took on upon himself Nazirus and then said, Yodei ani shehanazir asur b'yayin aval sovur hayisi shechachamim matirin li. The guy says, I took upon myself Nazirus, and I know that a Nazir can't drink wine, but I thought the chachamim would allow me to continue drinking wine even though I accept the Nazirus. B'mnei she'ein ani yacholich yosel b'yayin. I can't live without wine, and the chachamim know that very well. Or he thought, the Chachamim know very well that I know they're going to be matur me, even though I accepted upon myself Nazirus, they'll allow me to mitame lemesim. You know why? Mipnei sha'ani kover es hamesim. So in the case of wine, he says, they know that I live by wine. Of course I have to drink wine. Or they know that that's my job. I work for the cemetery. And some say, in this particular place, not his job, but he's the only one who's available to bury people where he lives. Hareze mutter, meaning such a person is not a Nazir. He's able to drink wine and be tamei lemesim. Gemara explains why. That this is a neder that's in the category, if you remember from Nedarim, Paragimel, Mishnayis Al through Dalid, this is a neder onsin. Remember there were four Nedarim the Chachamim allowed. Nidrei Zeruzin, Nidrei Havai, Nidrei Shragos, and Nidrei Onsin. And this is an example of Nidrei Onsin, an ones. It's extenuating circumstances. Or maybe some claim this is a neder b'shogeg, nedrei shkagos. Either way, this is not going to be a neder. He's not a nazir at all. Rabbi Shimon Oseh, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says such a person who took upon himself nazirus, but says, I thought the Chachamim would allow me to drink wine because I live by wine. I need wine to survive. This is my job. I bury people. I take something to zeros, but I thought I wasn't going to have to follow the restriction of being a Tamei LeMesim because that's what I do for a living. Rabbi Shimon holds against the Chachamim, against the Tanakhama, that it's not automatically mutter. We don't assume that he's not a Nazir. We assume that he is until he goes to a Chacham for Hataras Nedarim, because the Rabbi Shimon holds that those four Nedarim that the Chachamim say are not really Nedarim, Zerizin, Havai, Shkogos, and Onsim, from Masechet Nedarim, are not mutarim me'alehem. They're not automatically nullified or permitted. Rather, you need to go to a chacham, to a beis din of three, let's say, or a chacham, to do hataras nedarim.